The championship series of baseball's American League resumes tonight in Anaheim, California. The Anaheim Angels and the Minnesota Twins are tied at one game apiece in the best-of-seven series. Much has been made of the fact that the Angels and Twins are considered low-revenue clubs that have defied the conventional wisdom that such teams can't compete. But they share another distinction. Their owners don't seem to want them anymore. Joining me now is Wall Street Journal sports writer Stefan Fatsis. Stefan, why wouldn't a team owner love teams that are thumbing their noses at baseball's big spenders?
Because of what's happened before. The Angels have been losing money for several years, and Walt Disney Company, the parent of the team, has decided that they don't really want to be running sports teams. They've put the team on the block and are entertaining offers for them that have not exactly been pouring in. As for the Twins, Carl Pohl, the owner since the mid-1980s, has also lost a lot of money in recent years, he says, and he's operated the team with a sort of benign neglect. He's been unable to work out a deal with the state for a new stadium. He hasn't been able to find a buyer, and in the meantime, he's threatened to move the team to North Carolina, shut it down, and he slashed the team's payroll and alienated fans as a result.
Well, does it check out if you, in fact, advance to the World Series, or win the World Series for that matter, that you make so much extra money, get so much more attention that your fortunes turn around?
Not necessarily. We'll look at the Arizona Diamondbacks, who won the World Series last year. They spent tens of millions of dollars to put together a championship-caliber team, and the reports this year are that they're $30 to $40 million in the red and could be headed down the road to disaster. If Disney advances to the World Series, the Angels, that is, they're likely to break even, and if the Twins go that far, they're going to generate a few million dollars more in playoff revenue, which could help them in their attempts to re-sign some of their talented young players. But I don't think that success alone is going to persuade the Minnesota legislature to pony up for a new park or persuade Disney to take the team off the market. What it could do, though, is get a few more interested buyers to kick the tires.
The other series in the National League finds Barry Bonds and the San Francisco Giants leading the St. Louis Cardinals 2-0. These are also second-tier clubs in terms of revenue. But as I understand it, the fans really don't seem to care. After a season of a lot of anxiety over a possible baseball strike, the TV ratings now way up.
They're way up. Ratings for the six games broadcast by Fox in the first round of the playoffs were up around 20% from last year and 30% from 2 years ago. It's hard to say exactly why, because the games aren't ending any earlier. We're still getting games that are running past midnight on the East, which is a real problem. But what I think we have are just good matchups. We've got the Twins, who were about to be axed advancing this far. The Angels knocked off the New York Yankees. The Giants have Bonds. And the Cardinals are playing for their star pitcher, Darryl Kyle, who died during the season. Those are all compelling storylines.
Finally, baseball saw the first defection of a top-flight Cuban player in some time, right-handed pitcher Jose Contreras, who fled the Cuban national team, which was playing at a tournament in Mexico City. You think he'll be in the major leagues next year?
Yeah, probably. He's in his prime. He's considered the best pitcher in Cuba, but he's going to have a tough time getting a big free agent contract the way the first generation of Cuban defectors did. Under current baseball rules, unless Contreras can establish residency in a country other than the United States, he's going to be placed in the annual player draft. That means he'll be tied to one team rather than having a bunch of teams be able to bid on him. Lawyers for some other Cuban defectors have tried to challenge this rule in court unsuccessfully. So if he's that good, he's probably going to be pitching for the Tampa Bay Devil Rays next year, not the New York Yankees.
Thank you, Stefan.
Thank you, Robert.
Stefan Fatsis of the Wall Street Journal, who talks with us on Fridays about sports and the business of sports.